Welcome. Today we're looking closely at some vital takeaways from Brother Steve's message, the one from August 24th, 2025.
It really gave us a lot to consider, didn't it?
It certainly did. We want to explore two key topics that feel especially relevant for us as Christians, trying to navigate things today.
Right. The judgment of believers' works and the timing of the rapture.
Exactly. These aren't just abstract ideas. They're really practical truths for how we should be living our faith right now. I'm looking forward to getting into this.
Me too. Because understanding this, it's not just head knowledge, is it? It's guidance. It's encouragement for how we live our lives day by day.
Absolutely. So let's start with that first major point Brother Steve made so clear, that all believers' works, our works, will be tested. That's quite a statement. When you hear that, your works will be tested, what does that make you think about? For your own ministry, your daily actions, how does that work?
Well, the message laid out some specific criteria, didn't it? Our rewards, they're based on our motives, our conduct, and how we use our spiritual gifts. Brother Steve brought it all together under the idea of your ministry, thinking of 1 Corinthians 3. And it's so important to understand this testing is about rewards. It's not about punishment, not damnation for those in Christ.
That's a critical distinction.
It is. Paul uses that image of fire, but it's a fire that tests, that purifies the work. Not a fire that destroys the believer. It reveals the quality.
That is comforting knowing it's about rewards, but the image of fire testing things, it still sounds pretty intense.
It does. But the analogy Brother Steve used, the house building one, helps clarify it, I think.
Yes, that was very vivid. Imagine your life's work as a building, and then it's tested.
Right, with fire. And the materials matter. Are you building with gold, silver, precious stones, things that
Right.
last?
Or the other kind, wood, hay, stubble, things that just burn up, essentially worthless in that test.
Exactly. But Brother Steve also pointed out even a little piece of precious stone, as it says, roughly in 1 Corinthians 5, receives praise from God.
So even small acts of faithfulness have real eternal value. That's encouraging.
It really is. And the message broke down the work into three categories. First, there's the constructive work.
Okay, the gold, silver, precious stones category.
Precisely. This is building with sound doctrine, right? Motives, proper conduct, effective service, using your gifts.
What were some examples given?
Things like teaching truth from God's word, actually obeying that doctrine, being motivated by genuine love for God's glory, not selfish reasons.
And just living a daily life that's holy, righteous, beneficial.
Yes, that's the stuff that endures. And for this kind of work, there are specific rewards mentioned in Scripture, crowns.
Ah, the crowns, right.
The incorruptible crown, the crown of righteousness.
Crown of rejoicing, crown of glory, crown of life, they're all mentioned.
They are. And the purpose isn't just, heavenly bling. Revelation 4 gives us that incredible picture of the 24 elders casting their crowns before the throne.
Right, they're victor's crowns, the Stephanos, not the royal diadema.
Exactly. That distinction is key. These are earned rewards for faithful service, things we did, empowered by him, of course.
Yeah.
And what do? They give them right back.
It's an act of worship, pure worship, showing love and faithfulness by acknowledging it all came from him.
It completely reframes reward, doesn't it? It's about giving glory back to God.
It really does. It's not about us keeping something, but giving back. Okay, so that's constructive work. What about the second type? Worthless work. Wood, hay, stubble.
This is when, well, when Christians basically do what they want to do, maybe good things, but not what God actually desires for them.
So the consequence is loss.
Lots of rewards, yes,
Yeah.
which is sad, a real loss. But, and this is crucial, they remain saved. Salvation isn't in question here.
Still saved, but they miss out on those eternal rewards.
Correct. And this links to finding and using your spiritual gift. Brother Steady shared that story about John MacArthur needing a writer.
Right, so MacArthur could focus on his main gift, preaching.
Exactly. And Brother Steve mentioned his own desire to focus on teaching. Doing other good things might actually be building with, well, stubble, if it's not what God has gifted and called you to do primarily.
It's about doing the best thing, God's thing for you, not just a good thing.
Precisely. That line from 1 Corinthians 3 point narrow, "Take heed how he builds on it." Be careful. Be intentional.
Don't waste time on things that won't last eternally. There were some verses mentioned about that, 2 John 8.
2 John 8, Colossians 2.18, and 2 Corinthians 5.10, where worthless is probably a better translation than bad for the works being judged. We don't want to forfeit our reward.
Makes you really evaluate your schedule, doesn't it? Where is my time and energy actually going? Is it gold or is it...
The constant check we need to make. But then there was the third category, which is quite serious. Destructive work.
This sounds ominous.
It is. This refers to people who actively try to destroy what God is building.
Destroying God's work. How?
It could be attacks from outside the church, sure. But Brother Steve also warned about people inside the church hindering or attacking God's work.
Inside? That's sobering.
Very. The message stressed the sanctity of God's temple, both us individually, like 1 Corinthians 6 says, and the church collectively, as in 1 Corinthians 3.
He compared it to the Holy of Holies.
Yes, to show how incredibly serious God is about the purity of his spiritual house, the church. And the warning in 1 Corinthians 3.17 is stark. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him.
Wow. God is jealous for his church's purity.
Intensely so. Undermining his work, defiling his church. That carries eternal consequences.
So these three categories, constructive, worthless, destructive, they really lay it out. And the takeaway is a day of rewards is coming suddenly. Yeah.
No chance for a do-over then.
Which should motivate us, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
To build wisely, carefully now.
Absolutely. And that sense of readiness, of urgency, connects perfectly to the second major topic from the message.
Right, the timing of the rapture. When do we leave, as Brother Steve put it? This is one of the great promises in the Word, isn't it? The catching away of the church.
It truly is. A tremendous hope. But then comes the, well, the debate. Does the church go through the tribulation?
That's the million-dollar question for many.
It is. The message outlined the main views. Pre-tribulationist, we leave before the 7 years. Mid-trib, we leave somewhere in the middle. Post-trib, we go all the way through it.
And the description of the tribulation itself was intense.
Very. 7 years, wars, nations rising, Israel back in the land but under pressure, earthquakes, plagues, famine, so much unbelief.
An apostate church growing, a one-world government, the Antichrist, the false prophet.
Fiery judgments killing maybe over half the world's population. It's described as a time unlike any other. You can see why knowing if we're here for that is, well, significant.
It brings it down to a very practical level, doesn't it? Brother Steve asked, do I need to get ready for that right now?
Mm-hmm. He mentioned people stockpiling food, building shelters.
Right. But if Jesus takes us out before all that starts, then the preparation looks different. Then we just need to be ready for him.
Exactly. Our focus shifts. It's less about physical survival through catastrophe and more about spiritual readiness for his imminent return.
But it's not about how we feel about it, is it? The message really stressed that.
No, personal feelings don't determine truth. What matters is what the Word of God says. That was emphasized strongly.
And the Word describes that tribulation period with such severity. Jesus' words in Matthew 24.
Yes, about running immediately, not even grabbing a coat. The difficulty for pregnant women, nursing mothers, praying it doesn't happen in winter or on the Sabbath.
It paints a picture of just unparalleled hardship.
It does. So regardless of the exact timing, the call is always to be watchful, to be ready for the Lord's return.
And the world. Well, the world likely won't understand when it happens. Brother Steve mentioned the kind of explanations we might hear.
Right. The aliens took them, or zombies, or whatever strange explanation Satan might cook up to explain millions disappearing.
It's a reminder that even after such a massive event, the enemy's deception continues. He'll have a narrative ready.
He will. Which is why knowing the truth of God's word beforehand is so vital.
So wrapping this up, we've looked at two really powerful themes today. First, how absolutely critical it is to build our lives, our ministries, with things that will last gold, silver, precious stones.
Mm-hmm. Building for eternity, not just for now.
And second, that need to live ready, watchful, waiting for Christ's return, holding on to that promise, regardless of exactly when we believe the rapture happens relative to the tribulation.
Definitely. The message really calls us to live intentionally, doesn't it? Both topics push us to look hard at our motives, our actions, our priorities, all in the light of eternity. How are we as Christians living in this world today?
It's a profound challenge. So maybe the final thought for all of us to consider is this. Knowing your works will be tested and knowing Christ is coming back, How does that change what you prioritize today, right now?
Are you building with that gold, silver, precious stones? Or is it mostly wood, hay, and stubble? It's something to prayerfully consider.
A vital question for every single day.
But let's end on the encouragement. We have such assurance in Christ. Let that hope, that assurance, motivate us to live faithfully day by day, Maybe spend some time in the scriptures we talked about, asking God how your choices right now can build towards that eternal reward, all for His glory.
Amen to that. A life lived in service and anticipation.